underwater. Will the members note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 13 members present. Senators Curtula and Sumner are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Sumner is present. Senator Ferguson is absent due to illness and requested that he be excused not to a call of the Senate.
Senator
Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent
to
the following senators be excused on official state business directly from finance. Senator Sackett, Senator Coleman, Senator Hackney, Senator Dankler.
Will so reflect. We'll try if at all possible to keep the finance committee members out. Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Let us pray. Our God and Father, through Jesus Christ, we come into your presence today, grateful for the benefits which you have bestowed upon us. We realize that our expressions fall short of that which right to be presented to you. We ask that you would deal with us according to your mercy and grace. We recognize that many of the matters that will face us today have far-reaching implications. We also recognize that our own understanding of these matters is often inadequate. We do acknowledge that your wisdom in all things is perfect, that your supply is unlimited, and that it is available as we properly present ourselves to you. Now grant us that humbleness of heart and mind, wherein we acknowledge our own limitations, our dependence you and our willingness to receive the needed strength, courage, and wisdom from your hand to meet the responsibilities of this day. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 53rd legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the journal for the 53rd legislative day be approved to certify.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest? Senator Karen Camp.
Mr. President, I have a very good friend in the gallery behind me today. It's Don Argensinger. He's the new Deputy Commissioner Community and Regional Affairs, no stranger to Juneau nor to Alaska. Very happy to have you with us today. He walked out.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a friend and constituent, Mr. Leon Wendler. Leon is the District 11 Republican Chairman, a retired teacher, and is currently a member of the Governor's Advisory Board on Libraries.
Some messages from the Governor.
Message of March 9, Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 4, objecting to the termination of the Mutual Defense Treaty with the Republic of China, Senate Resolve Number 3. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor today.
Mr. President, advance the order of business to the calendar.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the time required for citations be waived and citation on the Secretary's desk be taken up for special order of business at this time.
Hearing no objection, the citation will be taken up as a special order of business.
A citation honoring Senator Bill Sumner. In honor of the arrival at Providence Hospital in Anchorage at 11:08 a.m. March 8, 1979, of a boy named Justin Wayne, weighing in at 6 pounds, 14 ounces, the Senate would like to express congratulations to the boy's grandfather, Senator Bill Sumner. Justin Wayne's parents, Bruce and Kim, are doing fine. We are not sure about the grandfather. The Senate is accustomed to honoring public achievement, but the private achievement of continuing generations is deserving of high praise, which is seldom given. Senator Sumner is perhaps best known in the Senate for his concern with bettering economic conditions in Alaska. Despite this well-known concern, we have seen no cigars. How about it, Grandpa?
Mr. President, I tell you, as you got along in that, in the reading of the message there, I was relieved for a minute. I thought I was about to have a paternity suit or something. But thank you very much.
Mr. President, I believe Senator Sumner is entitled to an explanation. His excuse today was that was in anticipation of his son and daughter-in-law having this child. And last night I received the call. This was the first notice that he has that he had to become a grandfather.
I'll deal with my son when I see him.
Well, should we remove that from the journal? Or
thank you very much.
Got a motion to put the back up to the daily order. Order Senator Coletta. We've got us stuck in on the daily calendar, and I'd like to get messages from the House.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to messages from the House.
Message of March 8, Mr. President. The House has adopted the Free Conference Committee report on CSHB 94-AM and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 94 Finance, thus adopting Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 94, Supplemental Appropriations to Departments of Education, Labor, and Health and Social Services to the University of Alaska and to legislative agencies. The Senate passed this bill March 7. Message of March 9, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 75 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to privacy and public information and changing Rule 65 of the Civil Rules of Court.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
House Bill Number 84 by Representative McKinnon, an act relating to the refund of the unused balance of personal leave upon termination from state employment.
State Affairs.
House Bill Number 179 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Alaska Medical Facility Authority and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Service.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committee.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 61, Public Utilities, and the committee recommends do pass with a committee substitute. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Kelly, Strzelczyk, Ferguson, and Stimson. SB 61 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Commerce Committee considered, pardon me, Senate Bill Number 97, Authority of the Alaska Transportation Commission over Joint Carrier Agreements. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Kelly, Strzelczyk, and Stimson. SB 97 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 205, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Strzelczyk, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Rohde, Stimson, and Kelly. Senator Mulcahy signed, no recommendation. SB 205 has a further referral to finance. The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 236, continuing the existence of the Alaska Transportation Commission, and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Strzelczyk signed do pass. Senators Kelly and Stimson signed no recommendation. SB 236 has no further referral.
Rule.
Senator
Sack, I have anything? Senator Sack.
Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack. Senator Sack.
Senate Bill 236 will go to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, annulling a regulation of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation defining the term rural for purposes of administration of housing loan programs, and recommends that it be replaced on the March 12 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Ziegler, and Homan. This will appear on Monday's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 99 relating to law clerks. Senate Bill 113, waste of wild food animals. Senate Bill 116, participation by employees of the Alaska State Office in Tokyo in the public employees retirement system. Senate Bill 141, sentencing of criminal defendants. Senate Bill 171, relating to marine pilots. And committee substitute for House Bill 102, rights and works of fine art, and recommends that they be placed on the March 12 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Ziegler, Sumner, and Homan. These bills and resolutions will appear on Monday's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Any special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 27 by Senators Bennett and Dankworth, urging Congress to return to the states the right to regulate mines with respect to safety and health standards.
Health, education, social services.
That's the only resolution today.
Any Senate bills?
There are no bills today.
Standing consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Holman? Senate will revert the introduction of guests. Senator Holman, you have the floor.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 51, Rules, an act relating to the confidential nature of certain reports required by the Department of Fish and Game, is in third reading.
Question.
Question has been called for. Will the members ready to vote? Will the members please vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote?
I'll choose my vote.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 4 nays.
Subcommittee substitute for Senate Bill 51 has passed the Senate.
Citations.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgeolowski.
Yes, I would like to request the reconsideration of the vote whereby Senate Bill 145 was refused passage.
The reconsideration is before.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that SB 145 be returned to rules. Mr. President, there's a possible need for an amendment has come to my attention, and unfortunately, Commissioner of Natural Resources Loresh will be out of town until Monday. I would very much appreciate an opportunity to confer with him prior to having this brought to the members of this body.
Senator Kelly?
Long time orthodox priest, member of the Prince William Sound.
calendar, Madam Secretary.
Citations congratulating the Ketchikan Killer Whales winning the 1979 Junior Olympic State A Championships by Senator Ziegler, Representatives Gardner, and Representative Freeman.
Senator Collado.
Could you clear the board, please? Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate approve the citation congratulating the Ketchikan Killer Whale.
All those in favor of adopting the citation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
A citation in memoriam Harvey Summers by Representatives Duncan and Miller and Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt the citation in memoriam of Harvey Summers.
All those in favor of the adoption of the citation signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Opposed?
A citation in memoriam Grant H. Pearson by all members of the House.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate approve the citation in memoriam of Grant M. Pearson.
Anybody going to mention this? This is a man that served with a number of us in the legislation for the past year. A little sled dogger from McKinley Park. Find that to my discretion. Senator Kirchhoff. I
would say that he was one of the last of the real mountain and really distinguished full time. Hard shell last, just like you expect, but really great man who was pleased to want to.
I would. If someone would move for all members of the Senate, I think it would be apropos.
Mr. President, I so moved that the sponsorship indicated by all members of the Senate.
Without objection, the change is made. And all members of the Senate, there is no objection. The citation is approved by unanimous consent.
A citation honoring Congressman Austin Murphy by Representatives Bettesworth and Hurlburt.
Senator
Coletta. Mr. President, I move that the Senate approve the citation honoring Congressman Austin Murphy.
Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that that be shown as a good response at this time.
Would somebody just move that it be by all members? I would move that the decade of honor and Richard Elbert shall be a person at the mayor that he counted to be sponsored by all members. Is there objection? Hearing none. Citations honoring Richard Burton, Melvin J. Personet, and Larry Talbert are offered by all members of the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Richard L. Burton be approved.
All those in favor of the citation honoring Richard H. Burton, L. Burton, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Citation has been adopted.
Citation honoring Melvin J. Personet upon his retirement from state service by all members of the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation honoring Melvin J. Personet be approved by the Senate.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Citation honoring Melvin J. Personet has been adopted.
A citation honoring Larry W. Talbert upon his retirement from state service by all members of the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation honoring Larry W. Talbert be approved by the Senate.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Citation honoring Larry W. Talbert is adopted. the end of today's calendar, brings us down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I'd like to have your attention. Should I ask the Senate Judiciary Committee to look at Senate Bill 132. There's been some talk that there might be constitutional problems therein, and I'd appreciate a response. Your convenience, sir.
Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you. At the same time, I would like to give additional referrals to the current Resolution 21 relating to the Commission for Northern Operations to Finance and Senate Bill 170, creating the Alaska General Stock Ownership Corporation, also the Finance. Any other unfinished business? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, unfinished business. As most members of the Senate know, on the way back from Washington, D.C., I stopped off in Arizona at the state capitol for several hours and talked with the House and Senate leadership. The state of Arizona has been an old friend of Alaska on many land issues, but particularly on the D2 issue. I had the good fortune to talk with Leo Corbett, who's a fellow alumni of the University Law School, and expressed our concern over the D2 issue. And their request that a resolution be introduced in support of our position on D2 lands. They were supportive and said they would do it. We ran into a technical difficulty, and because they had a similar deadline. And they did waive that deadline, and to my knowledge, we are the only exception. The state of Arizona has made that bill introduction deadline. I received a call yesterday from Senate President Leo Corbett's office, and I was informed that the resolution was introduced by the Senate Rules Committee. They expect to pass both the Senate and the House with little difficulty, and I talked also with the House Rules Committee Chairman. They informed me of their sincere support for Alaska's position, that they too have a great deal of federal land. They wish to see each state treated equitably, and we're very pleased that they support us. I might also say that Senator Ziegler's hard work over the years with the various Western states as Citizen Goods Dead, the first question they asked me when I went to the office was how Bob Ziegler was doing. And I'd like to thank him for the work that he's done, because I think a great deal of my success was due to Senator Ziegler's work. And I make this report from Senate under unfinished business. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Rohde. Are any special orders? Senator Tertullo.
Thank you for calling the state, Mr. President, because a number of my constituents see expected to sort of a strange circle of events that finds me here in this position. But Mr. President, last December, I'm only going to brief highlights. Just last night, again, I was called on this matter with a great amount of concern. Carefulness. And I have touched slightly that during World War II, I remember the Washington Post had a concern right at the heart of the war about activities of vivisection, activities of the SPCA. And I remember a comment said maybe we should have the same concern about human beings in that framework. But, Mr. President, I'm still speaking for a person and his friend. And I'll get with it. In December, I was called by an attorney who was making no charge to the client, who had the attorney joined in the case and the concern because he has a half wolf, half dog, half wolf, and has a very close affinity for this animal. He called because his client, Mr. Rattano of the border area of Tok, had what he thought was a valid permit to take care of a wolf. It was a scientific endeavor by Mr. Rattano. That's been disputed, but I think he can establish that without any doubt, working on his PhD. It was an out-of-state wolf. A fellow by the name of Brent left it with him. For some reason, he was turned in, and Fish and Game agents, Fish and Wildlife agents, the enforcement section came and hassled him pretty severely and took the wolf. And
considerable scientific effort had already made in this war. The Wolf was transferred to the University of Alaska, and at that stage, it was going to be used for experiments, experimental purposes. At that stage, the information summoned by myself was brought before me, and I didn't know what to do, so I called Mr. Specky, who called the commissioner, and the commissioner called me. And I thought there had been then a solution arrived at with the public relation that the commissioner used upon myself and the attorney. And I thought no more of it. This is the principal office state, and I thought he was solving the problem, and that's it. Wolf maybe has to be transferred, maybe a lot of things. But in any event, I thought that we wouldn't have any further problem. Some solution would be arrived at would satisfy the person who thought he had the permit, or at least the Wolf wouldn't be further abused. A few days ago, and this is the report I have now from another party. I've mentioned Paul Huppert on the floor several times. His daughter just called me, and she's a friend, and Paul's a friend, her husband's a friend, a fellow by the name of Brent, who had the Wolf to begin with, so this is going full circle. The Wolf was taken to the University of Alaska, put in a 3x6 cage, remained there ever since. It's down to skin and bones. It's dying of malnutrition, it has diarrhea, and it hasn't been exercised. It was a youngster. It's about 4 foot long in a 3x6 case. They haven't bought it any bones or any meat, whatever dog food has been given it. They said they don't have any money. And a couple days ago, under that condition, Mr. Rotano was informed he had 2 days to get the Wolf out of the state. It's been held all this time, scientific experiments been destroyed. And the Wolf. And, you know, I don't stand before you. Man and wolf compete for the same products, and I'm not a great fancier of wolves, but still the least of our animals, or the least of us, ought to be treated better than that. The bureaucracy has literally starved the wolf to death in the period of time that it was supposed to be taking care of and solving the problem, or very close to it. They figure if it gets tranquilized and removed, it'll be dead. I take this public position and this public format to inform you, because I want those fellows shook up, and I want some pressure brought on them so the right thing is finally done. I'm sure the whole experiment of wolf, man, nature is ruined. A great deal of effort was put into it. And we're all screwed up here, and the Fish and Game and Fish and Wildlife Department of our state wants to know why it's always in trouble. This is one of the reasons it's always in trouble. I thank you. I'll pursue it later, but I wanted you to know, and I want the public to know what's taking place. I have cross-referenced my information. I'm satisfied it's correct.
Mr. President.
Senator Stenberg.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I have the privilege of the floor to make a few comments on the same topic.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am familiar with the same situation that Senator Curtula speaks of. I had the opportunity to spend some time with Roger Rotano in Tok, and also got the same background. Not only has he been attempting to do some very serious research and scientific investigation with this wolf, but he's tried it on a number of others, and for one reason or another, had unsatisfactory situations. With this particular wolf, the developments were working out very well. He was making good progress and was very satisfied, apparently instrumental in the kind of research he is doing, which has to do with learning disabilities. And by the way, he is a school teacher, so there's a transfer to some extent between the animal and human behavior. Instrumental in this is the age at which the individual starts working with the wolf, and that was crucial. And he found this out through a series of these experiments. Was finally making some tremendous progress with this wolf and feeling very satisfied. And because of these what seem to be arbitrary and capricious rulings that have come down, and granted there may be some regulation, but in this area of Tok, I don't think there's an individual that isn't aware of the outstanding abilities that this individual has, Roger Rotano, for working with animals, his compassion for animals. And I was not aware of the condition of this wolf at this time. I just think this is totally absurd. Thank you, Mr. President.
business. Announcement of committee. Senator Sackett.
Point is, we'll be meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Hackney.
President, Education and Social Services. Let's make it 3 o'clock instead of 3:30, as it's on the board out there. Resources will be out of the way by that time. We have Senate Bill 12, Establishing Social Services Policy Council. Senate Bill 124, relating to general relief assistance. Senate Bill 227, Insurance for Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. Senate Bill 228, Excise Tax License Fees for the Sale of Intoxicating Liquors. And the Sunset Review of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Mr. President. Yes, a special meeting Community Regional Affairs at 1:30 in the Budget Division. SB 2, the Litter Bill, SB 204, Public Utility Rates, SCR 9, Wales, Tennessee Road. I hope, prayerfully, this will be a short meeting. Thank you.
Senator
Mr. President, what's this year's committee will meet next Tuesday in the Bell's Room with Senator Sackett. Will give me one of your finance committee members so I can have a quorum. And we'll be considering the following bills. Senate Bill number 7, Judicial Forfeiture. Senate Bill 96, Registration Fees for Personalized License Plates. Senate Bill 169, Increasing Number of Superior Court Judges. House Bill 195, Amended Advisory Committee on Judicial Sentencing Practices. House Bill 196, Special Appropriation to the Judicial Council. House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, amended, urging the Judicial Council to complete its review and make recommendations in the matter of judicial sentencing practices. There may be additional bills because we're all up against the time crunch, and if so, I will announce them during Monday's session.
Senator Holman.
Legislative Committee meets at 12 o'clock today in the Finance Chambers.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the Bell's Room to consider Senate Bill 114, Competitive Bidding. And if the committee substitute is prepared by that time, the State Chartered Credit Unions, this will be a teleconference from and to Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Senator
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjournment from 10 a.m. Monday.
Senator Adjourn.